Susan Bentz, our environmental reporter, is in the studio with me this morning. Morning, Susan.
Hi, Bob.
A church on Milwaukee's near south side, well, it nearly burst at the seams last night as people gathered to talk about mining. Leaders from the Bad River Band of Lake Superior Chippewa led the event in hopes of rallying support to block a proposed mine very near its reservation. Well, this sounds as if it was a lively event.
It was packed, Bob, as you said. Lively in terms of intensity. It was quite solemn. Really, as you entered, people were holding signs that were lit up saying "Water is life." They processed into the church as it began. There was music and quiet, you know, very intense talk about why this group feels mining is so dangerous. Mike Wiggins is the chairman of the Bad River Band, and he talked to me earlier about why they came to Milwaukee
to reach out and try and encourage people to pay attention and educate themselves about what's going on with the push of the legislative piece AB 426. What's critical in our position is that AB 426 is being pushed by Madison as Wisconsin mining law, when the reality is, and if you really listen to what key legislators are saying, it's actually a Pinocchio Hills mining law for Gogebic Taconite Mining Company.
So Susan, Bad River Band Chairman Wiggins here is talking about the Florida-based mining company that, well, obviously hopes to mine the Pinocchio region just below Lake Superior.
Exactly. And of course, AB 426 was the much-debated bill, which is still talked about. No one knows for sure if that bill will be tweaked and represented, but certainly we all know that there's going to be movement on mining this session. Another strong voice of the evening, and somebody that I also had a chance to speak with earlier, is a Bad River Band elder, Joe Rose Sr. He's an educator. He taught at nearby Northland College in Ashland, and he expressed the tribe's resolve not to allow mining to push forward.
There are over two dozen streams up there in the area where they want to mine that are outstanding resource waters that will support brook trout and other indicator species of a very clean wetland system. And that's what will be compromised. And there's no question about it. All you have to do is go and take a look at what's happening over there in northern Minnesota or travel through the moonscape over there at Sudbury, Ontario, and some of these other places. And you can see what's in store for us. And it's unacceptable. We're not going to let it happen.
So, Susan, what did people attending the event have to say?
As you can imagine, Bob, from the tone of this, I didn't hear anybody saying, hey, mining is a good idea. We know that the state feels a push because jobs are much needed. There's this resolve to be able to manage the environment and create those jobs. But everyone there wanted to know what could they do, wanted more questions, had questions about the region and about what the Bad River hoped to accomplish. Nathan Tim traveled from his home west of Madison, and he was very impressed by what he heard.
I'm really touched by the deep feelings that are being expressed by the people here. There's some really thoughtful, deeply spiritual, really, people who are really deeply committed to their environment and the well-being of the people of the state of Wisconsin, not just the Bad River tribe. And it's really refreshing to see that kind of vibrant value being expressed. And it just encourages you to look real favorably on the future of humanity when you see that. But we've got a lot of work to stand with them to hopefully prevent this rape and pillage of their backyard.
So Nathan Tim was clearly moved and wants to be a part of this. It's interesting, Bob, because he's part of a group he called Wisconsin Grassroots Network. He said it came out of the recall efforts and that the group has continued, he says, is growing. And what they hope to do, he said, is to try to teach participatory democracy, and saying if you want to defend democracy, you've got to practice it.
Thanks, Susan. Our environmental reporter Susan Bentz will stop back later this morning to share more about last night's forum in Milwaukee on the subject of mining in far northern Wisconsin. We are hearing the sounds and drummings from a gathering last night held at the Congregation of the Great Spirit in Milwaukee. But there was more than music involved. Leaders of the Bad River Band of the Lake Superior Chippewa shared their hope of preventing a proposed iron ore mine from breaking ground near its reservation. Our environmental reporter Susan Bentz is back with me in the studio. Susan, you described the event as a moving one.
Definitely, Bob. It was solemn, as I said earlier. People took this very seriously. They listened to what the Bad River leaders had to say. And one of those leaders is Joe Rose Sr. He's one of the people you heard drumming and singing. He's a retired educator. As I said, he's an elder of the Bad River Band, very much respected, and people were very tuned in to what he had to say. He talked about the treaty rights that are fundamental to the Indian rights.
We do have the right to hunt, fish, and gather in the ceded territory according to the treaties of 1837, 1842, 1854, in the ceded territories of Michigan, Wisconsin, and Minnesota. Now, that's a sizable territory in Wisconsin. That's about the northern one-third of the state of Wisconsin. And so that's what we're concerned with.
Susan, did it sound as though the Bad River Band would rely on those treaty rights to protect them from the proposed mine?
They waffled a bit on that, Bob. And by that, I mean it's definitely part of their arsenal. But to use those rights, they apparently would have to substantiate, you know, prove that there's scientific data that shows that their ability to hunt and fish and so forth would be truly compromised if a mine went through. So would the water truly be affected in such a way that they couldn't carry out those rights? And so they're looking at every avenue, and that's one of the reasons they came to Milwaukee. They're saying person by person they want to talk to people and sell their case, why this is important. One of the people who was there is Opal Scanador. She's a Milwaukee resident and a member of the Oneida Nation. And she was there to learn more. She's very concerned about the issue.
As a Native person, our beliefs are that we are keepers of the land. We know there's so much destruction with mining and what happens to the Native people in so many different cases. There's always somebody more powerful. We're a minority group. We aren't as, what would you say, educated in being able to get lawyers or even to speak up for ourselves in a way that will affect issues in Madison or Wisconsin or even in the government. So this is just another issue that we have to struggle to try and protect our lands. And
now,
that's what it's
Bob,
all about.
The Bad River Band does have legal counsel. The Midwest Environmental Advocates is a group that has offices in Madison and Milwaukee. They were present last night and said that they're going to do a grassroots effort. They're going to be reaching out to churches and all kinds of groups in the area, they said. And there were other supporters there, people who have been involved in the cause. There's a very determined graduate student, Carl Sack, who's actually a geography graduate student, and his research area is the Bad River watershed.
We beat back AB 426 last year. I believe that it's entirely possible to do it again. And even if a mining bill does get passed, I don't believe it will be as bad as AB 426. I'm certain that will be not good if it does. But that's only the beginning of a very long road, a very long fight, and the Bad River Tribe is not going to give up their homeland, and we are not going to give up.
So Zach told me, Bob, that there is a rally scheduled for later this month in Madison, and there was also talk of at least one event here in Milwaukee coming up. In the meantime, state legislators are going to be very busy. Lawmakers are going to try to come up with a mining bill that is palatable to a majority. And the Bad River Band says they're going to keep talking one person at a time.
You answered my question. I was wondering what is next in this issue, which is, to say the least, complicated.
That's definitely true.
Thanks, Susan.
Thank you.
By the way, you'll find images from last night's public meeting on our website. And later this morning on Lake Effect, you can hear a longer conversation with Bad River Band Chairman Mike Wiggins.